where his body was being kept, but it wasn't there. Mr. Navalny, who was one of Russia's most significant opposition figures, had been in jail on politically motivated charges. Anton Trigub from a Berlin-based Russian dissident TV station says they won't be deterred by his death.
We have to fight Russian propaganda. We cannot allow ourselves to give up. We, as a Russian opposition, as people who do support liberal values and democracy in Russia, who want some European future for Russia, we just have to keep fighting.
Over 300 people have been arrested across Russia for holding vigils marking Mr. Navalny's death. A Russian human rights group says people are being detained in 21 cities. Meanwhile, Ukrainian troops have withdrawn from the eastern town of Avdiivka. President Zelensky says they had to be pulled out to save lives. 10 people have been arrested as pro-Palestine protesters have marched through London to the Israeli embassy. The Metropolitan Police say one man was detained for holding an anti-Semitic placard. A new round-the-clock wearable drug pump that will help Parkinson's patients better manage their condition is being rolled out on the NHS in England. Its aim is to ease symptoms for people who have stopped responding to tablets. In sport, Liverpool remain in control of the Premier League title race after a 4-1 win at Brentford earlier. Arsenal can keep the pressure on with a win at Burnley this afternoon. Live to Adam Jury at Turf Moor.
From Arsenal sees them lead Burnley by 2-0. They only needed 4 minutes to go in front as Ødegaard struck quickly from outside the box. Burnley have been defensively desperate and were punished on 41 when Saka scored a penalty after Asignon, Hatros are down. As it stands, the Gunners will cut Liverpool's advantage at the top of the table to just 2 points. Half-time at Turf Moor, it's Burnley 0, Arsenal 2.
Elsewhere, Wolves lead Tottenham 1-0, and in the Scottish Premiership, Celtic are 1-0 up against Kilmarnock. That's the latest, I'm Charlie Maggs.
Is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past four on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. A very good afternoon if you just tuned in.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's going to stay breezy this evening and tonight, and it will turn wet through the evening with rain spreading across from the west, and this will then persist for much of the night across our area, some heavy bursts likely at times. Temperatures staying mild though, minimum temperature overnight 11 degrees Celsius. Sunday is likely to see the overnight rain clear slowly during the morning to leave a largely dry day, and there will be some bright spells developing by the afternoon. Staying mild tomorrow, maximum temperature we can expect to be in the region of 15 degrees Celsius.
On Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So now I can bring you half-time reports from both of our featured football matches. First off, in the Isthmian Premier League, Billericay Town versus Horsham. Watching that one for us at New Lodge is Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Billericay Town are sharing the spoils with Horsham at half-time in a 1-1 draw in the Isthmian Premier Division. The hosts were looking to end their two-game losing run and were nearly on the winning trail on 17 minutes as Matt Johnson knocked the ball down for Jay Poulter, who unselfishly provided for Ollie Peters, but his strike was blocked. Charlie Hester-Cook had an opportunity of his own for Horsham 4 minutes later as he found space in a dangerous area, but Dan Wilkes was on hand to save his strike from the edge of the box. Billericay were the better side but lacking a cutting edge, but that was until just before the half-hour mark when Johnson provided for Frankie Merrifield, who was able to apply the deft touch required to steer home. Hester-Cook, who went close earlier on in the game, drew level as he capitalised on confusion in the Blues box and poked home from close range. At half-time it remains, Billericay 1, Horsham 1.
Thanks very much indeed, Jack. We'll hear from Jack again after the final whistle. And a report now on our other feature match this afternoon in EFL League One. Leyton Orient versus Burton Albion. Watching this one at Brisbane Bow for us, Amelia Hooper.
It is half time here at Leighton Orient, and it's Leighton Orient 1, Burton 0. And Orient have seen plenty of possession and saw most of the ball over the first half, with over 82% possession, seeing most of the chances. Galbraith had a bad tackle. However, towards the end of the first half, Leighton Orient got a penalty, and George Monker stepped up with plenty of confidence and put them 1-0 up. They'll be feeling very confident going into the second half.
Thanks, Amelia. So, another good start for the O's down at Brisbane Road this afternoon. Just before we get back to the half-time scores that I didn't have time to go through before the news, I've got the result of the afternoon's big race at Ascot. The 3:36, this was the Betfair Ascot Chase, which was won by number 3, Pick Doherty, priced at 13-8. Second was number 2, Lompress, 5-4 favourites. And the third was number 1, Ahoy Senor, priced at 4-1. There were a total of 4 runners in that race. So getting back to the football, and Mark 8-3, Canvey Island 1 is a half-time score. And it's been Premier League, not a good first half for the Gulls. West Ham United have fallen behind at Nottingham Forest in the Premier League. Forest scored 5 minutes into injury time at the end of the first half through Taiwo Iwuniyi. And that is a half-time score. Nottingham Forest 1, West Ham United 0. Tottenham are also losing. They're at home to Wolverhampton Wanderers this afternoon. And João Gomes scored for Wolves 2 minutes before the break to give them a 1-0 lead at half-time. Championship, it's Millwall 0, Sheffield Wednesday 2. That is the half-time score at the Den. Half-time in League 1, it's Cheltenham 1, Port Vale 1. Half-time League, Hartlepool 1, Bournemouth 1, and Maidenhead 0, Oldham 1. Another half-time from the National League is Wealdstone 1, Gateshead 3, and also York 1, Dagenham and Redbridge 1. Brentwood Town 1-0 up at Heybridge Swifts at half-time in the Isthmian North. Championship, it's Preston 2, Blackburn 2 at the break. A couple of half-times from League 1, Bolton 1, Charlton 2, and Cambridge, Carlisle United 0, Cambridge United 1. By the way, Charlton's second goal, which put them in front, was scored by Lloyd Jones after Freddie Ladapo had equalised for the Addicts. League 2, couple of half-times, Grimsby 1, Doncaster 2, and Swindon 0, MK Dons 2, also Walsall 0, Mansfield 0, and Bradford City 0, Sutton United 0. That is another half-time from League 2. No goals in the first half at Oakside, where Redbridge are playing Brightley Sea Region in the Isthmian North. Fulham 0, Aston Villa 1. That is the half-time score at Craven Cottage in the Premier League, thanks to a 23rd-minute goal by Ollie Watkins. Not a very good start for Huddersfield's new manager so far in the Championship. They are 1-0 down at home to Hull City. And in League One, it's goalless at the break between Wycombe Wanderers and Oxford United, something of a local derby there. Isthmian North, good start for Witham Town. They are 2-0 up away to New Salamis at half time. In the Premier League at Turf Moor, the second half has started, and it's Burnley 0, Arsenal 3. Bukayo Saka, England striker, scored his second and Arsenal's third just 2 minutes after the restart. In the National League, it's Ipswich United 1, Eastleigh 0. Belongo, 3 minutes into the second half, of struggling Ipswich. Spurs equalised against Wolves. Dejan Kulusevski almost immediately after the restart at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium has levelled the scores there. And another early second half goal has come in the match at Oakside. It's Redbridge 1, Brightley Sea Region 0. Lewis Clark for the Motor Men in the 48th minute. Conference Rangers 0, Dulwich Hamlet 1 is confirmed as a half time score in the Isthmian Premier League. Barrow 2-1 up at Salford City just after the restart in that League 2 match. And also Mansfield Town, they had a thumpy win during the week. They equaled their their record victories. They beat Harrogate Town 9-2, which raised a few eyebrows because Harrogate, not a bad side. They were in the playoffs into that match, so I don't know what happened to them there. But Mansfield managed by Nigel Clough, of course, have gone a goal behind at Walsall early in the second half at the Besca Stadium. An equaliser in the National League game of the day between Bromley and Chesterfield, and Michael Cheek from the Dacon and Redbridge and Chelmsford City striker now playing for Bromley has cancelled out Will Griggs' cup opener for Chesterfield. It is now 1-1 in that game, and Hornchurch have doubled their lead at home to Harrogate Borough in the ESPN Premier League. 2-2 for their new signing Mauro Villette, one of manager Darryl McMahon's old players from Dagenham and Redbridge. He's joined them after a brief spell at Southend United, and he has scored the urchin second on 49 minutes. Let's go back to the 80s now with Madonna and Lucky Star.
It's past 4 on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Phoenix Sport on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Sharp. Just turning our attention to snooker. As the Welsh Open is currently taking place, the semi-finals currently underway. The first one this afternoon is between Elliot Slesser and Martin O'Donnell. I can tell you it's currently 3-3 and in the seventh frame, Slesser is currently in front. The winner will play the winner of the other semi-final, which takes place at 7 p.m. this evening, which is between Gary Wilson and veteran Scott John Higgins. And racing, I should have a couple more results for you. In fact, I've got three more. In the 3:42 at Wincanton, the winner was number 10 Rivers Corner, priced at 6-1. Second was number 2 Stratton Oakmont, priced at 5-1. And third was number 6 the Bold Tardy, priced at 12-1. 10 ran. Number 7 Edith's Rock was the 130 favourite, but only managed to finish 5th. 3:50 at Haydock. First was number 1 Cuthbert Dibble, the 6-4 favourite. Second was number 6 Lord Snooty, priced at 6-1. And third was number 7 Yesterday, priced at 5-1. 10 ran in that one. 3:57 at Newcastle. First was the number 5 Yakubar, priced at 11-1. Second, number 2 Desert Quest, priced at 9-2. And third was number 7 Bristol Hill, priced at 15-2. 10 ran number 3 at Louisiana Bay, the 11-4 favourite, ended up finishing 4th. And just one more for now, the 4:02 over in Ireland at Gowran Park. First, number 5, Saint Felicien, 6-5 favourite. Second, number 1, Aim Digi, priced at 5-2. And third, number 6, Spanish Harlem, priced at 5-2.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour. All the news, views and special guests interviews from the Gorn Stadium, Brisbane Road, home of Leighton Orient. That's the Orient Hour every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
In the fifth round of VFA Vars, it's Highworth Town 1, Great Wakering Rovers 2. Harry Talbot scored 3 minutes before half-time for Rovers, and that is now confirmed as a half-time score. Lots more goals have gone in. Braintree Town have taken a lead against Torquay United in the National South at Cressing Road. Not sure of who has scored the goal. I'll see if I can find out in a while. Lots of other goals have gone in.
Finicky Town are now trailing against Horsham at New Lodge, who scored their second in the 52nd minute. It's Finicky Town 1, Horsham 2. And in the Isbian North, there has been a goal at Scraley Road. Jack Adlington has equalised for Haybridge Swifts against his former club, Brentwood Town. It's now one apiece in that match. That goal was scored 3 minutes into the second half. And in the Premier League, there's been a goal at St James's Park, and Eddie Howe's old club Bournemouth have come back to haunt him. Dominic Solanke scoring in the 51st minute. No sooner had I said that than Newcastle, I believe, have equalised. Yes, they won a penalty just before the hour. That was converted just now by Anthony Gordon, so it is now one apiece at St James's Park. In League Two, it's AFC Wimbledon 1, Morecambe 0. Omar Bougiel, 5 minutes into the second half of the Dons. Mansfield have equalised at Walsall to make the score 1. Stephen Quinn in the 50th minute at the Besker Stadium. Newport is Aberdeen 2-1 up against Hibernian in the Scottish Premiership. Jamie McGrath scoring Aberdeen's second on 51 minutes. Watchdog 1, Solihull Moors 2 in the National League. Tavon Campbell has put Solihull Moors ahead on 51 minutes. The second time they've been ahead in that game. Tranmere 2, Stockport leaders 0 in League 2. Turnbull scoring for Tranmere and doubling their lead on 55 minutes. Chelmsford City have gone in front down at Eastbourne Borough again. I've not got the identity of the scorer. I'm going to see if I can find those out for you in a little while. League 1, meanwhile, it is Bolton Wanderers 2, Charlton Athletic 2, and it's Magaba for Bolton in the 51st minute to level the scores there. It's been a red card at the Community Stadium. Accrington Stanley's Brad Hills has been dismissed in their match at Colchester United in League 2. Colchester still winning 1-0 thanks to a 40th minute goal from Noah Chilvers. It's Grimsby 1, Doncaster 3 in League 2. Doncaster have scored a third on 51 minutes. Alvaro was scored by Grimsby's Niall Mayer, who put the ball into his own net. Not a good afternoon up in Norfolk this afternoon for Malden and Tiptree, who are 3-0 down at Goulston in the Isthmian North. They scored third on 55 minutes. Blackpool have equalised at Peterborough in League 1 to make the scores 1 apiece. Shane Lavery on 56 minutes for the Tangerines. And in the National League, Gateshead are now 4-1 up at Wealdstone. Lewis Storey scoring the Heeds 4th on 50 minutes in that game. Wigan have taken the lead at Shrewsbury in League 1. Matthew Smith on 57 minutes. Canvey have scored a second at Margate. Bradley Satch 9 minutes into the second half of the Isthmian Premier League game down in East Kent. But Margate is still winning that one by 3-2. Red card at the Len Salmon Stadium. Bowles and Pitsy already 2-0 down. Or rather, they're now 2-0 down against Lowestoft Town, the league leaders, who scored a penalty on 56 minutes. And Powers have had Luke Reeve dismissed in the second half of that game. Goal at Carrow Road in the Championship. It's Norwich City 3, Cardiff City 1. Josh Sargent scoring his second and Norwich's third after 54 minutes of that game. Watford have gone in front in the Championship at bottom club Rotherham. Yasser Asprilia after 58 minutes for the Hornets. And Barnsley are in front away to Fleetwood in League 1. Herbie Kane scoring at the Tyke second on 58 minutes. Elsewhere, there has been another goal in the National League match between Maidenhead United and Oldham Athletic. Oldham have scored a second through Mike Fondop-Talon on 58 minutes. They are winning 2-0. Malden and Tiptree have brought it cold back at Goulston. Jaden Randell on 62 minutes. But in that Isthmian North match, Goulston are still winning by 3-1. Goal at Valley Parade in League 2. Bradford City 1, Sutton United United, nil. Callum Kavanagh for the Bantams, 9 minutes into the second half. Another goal in League Two has come at the Peninsula Stadium, where Salford have equalised against Barrow. Colin McAlady on 57 minutes. It's now 2-0 in that game. And Ipswich United, struggling in the relegation zone in the National League, look like at the moment they're going to pick up a much needed 3 points this afternoon. It's 3-0 up at home to Eastleigh. Luke O'Neill has scored Ipswich's third on 61 minutes. League Two, it's Newport 1, Gilliam 0. Will Evans on 61 minutes for the Welsh side. And Walden Tiptree certainly haven't thrown in the towel up in Norfolk this afternoon. They were trading 3-0 to Goulston, but he's down 3-2. George Smith has scored a second for the Jammers on 63 minutes in Ipswich North. Ipswich Premier League, it's now Concord Rangers 0, Dulwich Hamlet 2. Mert Apat of the Beach Boys has unfortunately put the ball into his own net in the 58th minute. Goal at Craven Cottage, and it's a second for Aston Villa against the host Fulham. Ollie Watkins has scoring his and Villa's second on 56 minutes. Championship, there's been an equaliser at St Andrews for Birmingham City against Sunderland. It's now 1-1 there. Jordan James scoring for Tony Mowbray's men against Mowbray's old club after an hour. Portsmouth leaders 3, Reading 0 in League 1. Callum Lang scoring Pompey's third on 59 minutes. And it's a bad day at the office for the League 2 leaders, Stockport County. They are 3-0 down now at Tranmere Rovers. Elsewhere, there has been another goal at Turf Moor, and it's another goal for Arsenal, who are now winning 4-0 against the struggling Lancashire side. Leandro Trossard for the Gunners on 66 minutes, scoring their fourth, and it's getting increasingly desperate for Vincent Kompany and his side, you would think. Wolves are back in front, away to Tottenham. Joao Gomez, who put them in front just before half time, has got a second to put them 2-1 ahead on 63 minutes. Charlton now winning 3-2 at Bolton. Daniel Carnu for the Southend United lowly has scored Charlton's third on 61 minutes. Bolton 2, Charlton 3. And Bromley, a 2-1 up against Chesterfield, I believe, in the National League. And Walden Tiptree's comeback may have been short-lived in Ipswich North. Goulston have scored again and they're now winning by 4-2. They scored once again in the 69th minute. Time to take a break for the travel with the time at 27 minutes past 4.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Taking a look at the roads first of all. Still a bit busy in Bredwood on Ongar Road towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. No reported problems in Billericay this afternoon. The M25 clockwise carriageway was slow moving between Junction 31 for Lakeside and the QE2 bridge. That is now moving okay, we believe. Still busy on the M11 London bound, though, between Junction 5 for Loughton and Junction 4 for the North Circular. Rayleigh, there is slow moving traffic on Webster's Way between the High Street and Eastwood Road. Was busy in Harlow and Edinburgh Way earlier, but that's moving okay now. Still busy on Canvey on Long Road, the A130 westbound between Furtherwick Road and Canvey Road. And elsewhere in Canvey, Somes Avenue is busy between Central Wall Road and Canvey Way. The A12 northbound is slow moving between Junction 11 for the M25 Brook Street and Junction 12 for Shenfield. A couple of the approaches to the Army and Navy roundabout at Chelmsford are still busy. Baddow Road and the Baddow Bypass. And in Southend, it's still a bit slow on West Street going up towards Victoria Road, but the traffic on the seafront has eased now and is moving okay. Just a reminder of track manure works between London Liverpool Street and Sheffield this weekend. That is affecting services bit on the Greater Anglia and Elizabeth Lions. Rail replacement buses are in operation. Rail replacement buses also in operation between Wickford and Southminster. Also on Greater Anglia, services are affected between Liverpool Street and Witham. Lines closed all day today due to construction works as well as the track renewal works at New Beauty Park Station in Chelmsford. So all trains coming from Norwich, Ipswich, Clacton, Chichester and Braintree are terminating at Witham. Rail replacement buses are in operation between Witham and Newbury Park Tube Station. Also on London Overground, no service all weekend between Romford and Upminster. DLR, no service all weekend between Bankertown Gateway and Canningtown and Lewisham. And just a reminder that there are some delays on London Underground, currently on the Central and Victoria lines. I will have another update around about 1 hour from now. And yet more goals have gone in the football. It's now Walsall 2, Mansfield 1 in League 2. Walsall scoring on 65 minutes. It's now Wealdstone 2, Gateshead 4. No, I think Wealdstone have been disallowed, actually. Gateshead are still winning by 4-1. Fulham have pulled a goal back against Aston Villa in the Premier League at Craven Cottage. Rodrigo Muniz on 64 minutes, but Aston Villa is still currently winning by 2-1. Sunderland thought they scored against Birmingham to go 2-1 up, but I believe that's been chalked off. It's now Birmingham 1, Port Vale 2 in League 1. Vale have gone in front there. Lincoln 1, Exeter 0 in League 1. Joseph Taylor on 67 minutes. And in League 2, Salford City now 3-2 up at home to Barrow. Scottish Premiership, Dundee 2, Ross County 0. Scott Tiffany, who's gone just before half-time for them, has got a second on 66 minutes at Dens Park. And also the Scottish Premiership, Heart of Midlothian 1, Motherwell 0. Scottish international striker Lawrence Shankland after 68 minutes for Hearts. Chesterfield have equalised, I believe, at Bromley in the game of the day in the National League. It's now 2-2 there. Bournemouth back in front at Newcastle United. Antoine Semenyo for the Cherries on 69 minutes after Anthony Gordon had levelled the scores for the Magpies from the penalty spot in the 57th minute. Scottish Premiership, Burnian have equalised at Aberdeen to make it to a piece. And Witham Town have conceded against New Salamis in the 71st minute. It has been north, but Witham are still winning that one by 2-1. Let's take a break for some music now. A classic from England Dan and John Paul Coley. This is Love is the Answer.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
News of an event taking place this Monday, the 19th of February. This is at the Fold Arts Centre in Leyden Road, Billericay. New Orleans Jazz Cafe with Big Easy 5. A free jazz cafe session with Big Easy 5. Just feed the kitty, it says. Not sure what that means. Coffee, tea and biscuits will be available. There is a Facebook page for the Fold at Billericay. You can go there to get all the details, and there's a link to it at the events guide on our website, phoenixff.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I mentioned earlier that Braintree Town are winning 1-0 against Torquay United in the National League South. I can tell you it was Tom Blackwell who scored for the Iron in that game. And it's now Eastbourne Borough 0, Chelmsford City 2. Robbie Simpson, the Cavaliers boss, won the Manager of the Month award for January for the NLS. And their great form continues. 2-0 up down in East Sussex. George Alexander and Charlie Ruff, who can't stop scoring for them at the moment, have put the Clarence into the lead there. I'll come back to football in just a moment, but just an update on the snooker, the Welsh Open semi-final between Elliot Slesser and Martin O'Donnell. Slesser, who's never won a ranking title, is currently 5-3 down against O'Donnell. I will keep tabs on what's going on there. Just to remind you, the winner plays Gary Wilson or John Higgins. They play at 7 o'clock this evening. Back to racing, because I've got some more, well, a couple more results anyway from the afternoon's races. The 410 Ascot, first was number 6, Honor Grey, priced at 14-1. Second, number 2, Supreme Gift, priced at 6-1. And third was number 9, Astromic View, priced at 11-1. There were a total of 13 runners in that race. Number 11, Havalia, was the 3-1 favourite, but pulled up. And the 417 at Wincanton, first was number 7, No Hubs, No Hoops, priced at 15-2. Second was number 8, Captain Claude, priced at 3-1. And third was number 5, Lessier Express, the 5-2 favourite. There were a total of 9 runners in that race. It certainly is a rout up at Turf Moor. It's now Burnley 0, Arsenal 5 in the Premier League. Kai Havertz scoring the Gunners' 5th, 12 minutes from time. Looking down at the other scores, Brentwood Town back in front at Heybridge Swifts in Easby North. They're winning 2-1 thanks to a 70th minute goal from George Sykes. It's been another goal at Brisbane Road. Unfortunately for Leyton Orient, it's gone to their visitors Burton Albion, who equalised through Mason Bennett on 72 minutes. Passing it out, George Moncur's 43rd minute penalty. Other goals which have gone in, if I can find where I was up to before. Wokey have pulled one back at FC Halifax Town in the National League, but Halifax are still winning by 2-1. Avely have taken the lead at Hampton Richmond Borough in the National League South. I'll see if I can find out who has scored that one. Cambridge United 2-0 up at struggling Carlisle. Now, in fact, they've just scored a third. Samuel Lavelle own goal gave Cambridge a 2-0 lead on 69 minutes, and now Elias Kachunga has scored a third for Neil Harris's side on 72 minutes. Wilton 2, Gateshead 4. Now, Wilton scored a second, but obviously the Heed still winning that one. Romney 2, Chesterfield 3. Quite a match at the top of the National League this afternoon. Chesterfield now 3-2 in front. And quite a match in League 1 between Bolton and Charlton. Bolton have levelled the scores to make it 3-all. John Dyer, Bavarsson on 71 minutes for the Trotters. In League 2, meanwhile, Doncaster 4-1 up. And Grimsby now Matthew Craig on 73 minutes. And it's Cheltenham 3, Port Vale 2 now in League 1. Scoring a third for Cheltenham on 53 minutes. And Morecambe equalised at AFC Wimbledon in League 2. Christopher Stokes on 74 minutes there. Red card at the City Ground. West Ham United's Calvin Phillips, on loan from Manchester City, of course, has been dismissed. So the Hammers still 1-0 down in that game, and they will have to see out the rest of it with 10 men. Accrington have equalised at Colchester in League 2. It's now 1-1 at the Community Stadium. It's now Salford City 4, Barrow 2 in another League 2 match. And it's Birmingham 2, Sunderland 1 now in the Championship. Birmingham in front at St Andrews. Maldon Tiptree, they're still losing 4-2 at Goulston, but they have a man advantage because Keyes has been dismissed late on for Goulston in that one. Bowers and Pitsy have scored against Lowestoft Town in East England. Matt Price on 79 minutes, but the league leaders are still winning by 2-1. Concord 4-1 back against Dulwich. Kehinde Alero on 78 minutes for the Beach Boys, but the South Londoners are still winning by 2-1. Looks like Norwich are going to be taking all 3 points at Carrow Road this afternoon. They are now 4-1 up against Cardiff City. Bristol Rovers have scored at Northampton in League 1 through Chris Martin on 79 minutes, but Northampton are still winning by 2-1. And that is all the updates I have for you at the moment. I need to take a quick musical break and get my breath back. Another one of those at 5:30, by the way, with our regular feature, the post-match warm down. Good afternoon to Sarah, who is listening in, and she wanted to hear some orchestral manoeuvres in the dark. OMD and Souvenir. 13 minutes to 5. We're going to start seeing the first full-time scores come through soon in the football. I can tell you, the FA Vars 5th round. Great Wakering Rovers have conceded an equaliser in their tie at Highworth Town. It is now 2 apiece in that one. And by the way, Aveley's goal was scored by Charlie Hughes in the second half at Hampstead Richmond Borough, and the Millers are still winning that one by a goal to nil.
98 FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With 2 bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.com.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Join me, Andy Furlow, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
Thanks, Andy. I caught part of that show last week and it really is good. If you like your soul, dance and funk and soul, and Andy is your man between 8 and 10 every Saturday night. And by the way, I forgot to mention this earlier, grateful thanks to Andy Gardner for holding the fort last Saturday while I was off. Always good to leave the show with such a safe pair of hands. Just to update you on the snooker in the Welsh Open, deficit has been reduced. Elliot Slesser has won a fourth frame. It's currently Elliot Slesser 4, Martin O'Donnell 5 in the first of the two semi-finals currently taking place. In rugby union, there is one result, another result from the United Rugby Championship. It's finished Leinster 47, Benetton 18. More racing results for you. The 425 at Haydock. First was number 9, now is the hour price at 12-1. Second was number 10, Don't Rightly Know, priced at 11-1. And third was number 5, Innox Allen, priced at 20-1. 10 runners in that race. The favourite was number 6, Isaac Desobo, priced at 130, but was pulled up. The 4:30 at Newcastle, first race of the evening meeting there. First was number 5, Mulciber, priced at 3-1. Second, number 6, Redondo, 11-4, joint favourite. Third was number 3, Like a Shadow, the other 11-4, joint favourite, and 8 ran. And finally for now, the 4:35 at Gowran Park. First was number 11, T Components, yes, priced at 15-2. Second was number 3, Cavalry Master, priced at 40-1. Third, number 7, Bushman's Pass, the 7-2 joint favourite. 10 runners in that race. Disappointment for the other 7-2 joint favourite, number 8, Roly Boly Boy, who only managed to finish in 7th place. But straight back to the football as we approach full time, and the full time whistle may well have gone in some matches already. And in the in League One, it is Derby County 1, Stephen Dean Junior, a last-minute winner for the Rams by Louis Sibley. And also, it is now... just go back a bit further because I don't want to miss anything. Loads of goals going in at the moment. A bad day for the office at the office for the League Two leaders, Stockport County. They are now 4-0 down in their match at Tranmere. It's now an injury time. Jennings scoring a fourth for Tranmere in the 85th. And in the Isthmian North is now Bowes and Pitsey 1, Lowestoft Town 3. Leicester 1, Middlesbrough 2. Veteran striker Jamie Vardy has pulled one back for the Foxes 5 minutes from time, but Borough still winning by 2-1 as the game goes into injury time. It's now Grimsby 1, Doncaster 5, a League 2. Carl Hurst scoring a fifth for Doncaster in the 82nd minute. Portsmouth 4, Reading 0. Leaders Pompey scoring a fourth through Colby Bishop in the 84th minute. Reading have just pulled one back, actually. Charlie Savage a minute from time for struggling crisis club Reading. Meanwhile, it's Northampton 3, Bristol Rovers 1 now in League 1. Mark Leonard in the 84th minute scoring a third for the Cobblers. Crawley 2, Forest Green 0. Clyde Lolos in the second half for Crawley, 3 minutes from the end. And it's now Carlisle United, nil Cambridge United 4 in League One. Ryan Bennett in the 83rd minute scoring a fourth for Cambridge United. Salford City 5, Barrow 2 in League Two. Matt Smith with his second and Salford's fifth, 4 minutes from time. A couple of goals in the National League. Another one in the game between Bromley and Chesterfield. And it's an equaliser for Bromley. It's now 3-3. Michael Cheek scoring a hat-trick. He scored his third in the 86th minute. Hartlepool have gone into a late lead against Bournemouth. Emmanuel De Souvre in the 84th. And Luke Waterfall has now banged it 3-1 a minute from time. So it's 3-1 there. And also... in the... Oh dear, I've completely lost here. So many goals coming in. Just bear with me. It's now Maidenhead 0, Oldham 3 in the National League. Maidenhead have just pulled one back, actually. It's now 3-1 there, but the 3 points are going to be heading to Oldham. And the first full times beginning to come through. A late equaliser for Newcastle against Bournemouth in the Premier League. Matt Ritchie in injury time in the 92nd minute for the Magpies. And a late equaliser for Kilmarnock at Leaders Celtic in the Scottish Premiership. David Watson for Killy, 2 minutes into injury time there. A late winner by looks of it. In fact, that is a final score for Waltham Abbey. They move up to second place, the highest they've been this season in the Southern League Division 1 Central. They have beaten Biggleswade Town by a goal to nil. Laurent scoring in the 96th minute of that game. So well done to Waltham Abbey. So, lots of full times now. Championship, a rare defeat for leaders Leicester against Middlesbrough. Leicester 1, Middlesbrough 2, the final score at the King Power. And a rare defeat for Stockport County, the leaders in League 2. They have lost 4-0 at Tranmere this afternoon. In the Southern League, Division 1 Central, as Waltham Abbey have already done that one. Championship is finished. Bristol City 0, Queen's Park Rangers 1. QPR battling very hard to get out of trouble. Stoke 0, Coventry 1 is the final score in the Championship. Derby 1, Stevenage 0, now confirmed as a full-time score in League 1, as is Fleetwood 1, Barnsley 2, and Peterborough 1, Blackpool 2. League 2, over in the match between Crawley and Forest Green, and Crawley have won by 2-0. Scottish Premiership is finished. Hearts 2, Motherwell 0. Hornchurch continue their winning ways. They've beaten Harrogate Borough by 3-0 this afternoon in the Isthmian Premier League. And possibly a late winner for Bromley. They, I understand, they've gone 4-3 up against Chesterfield in the game of the day in the National League. Also in the National League, there were full times here. Ebbsfleet 3, Eastleigh 0, Halifax 2, Woking 1, and a goalless draw between the bottom club, Oxford City, and Southend United. But Southend really could have done with 3 points there this afternoon. I'm going to look at all the league tables later on and see how that's affected things. Great afternoon for Chelmsford City down at Eastbourne Borough. They are now 3-0 up, not sure of the scorer. That match is still in second half injury time. All over Oakside in Eastbury North, it's finished Redbridge 1, Brightlingsea Region 1, Birmingham City 2, Sunderland 1. Tony Mowbray getting a win against his old club in the Championship. Leaders Portsmouth have beaten Reading 4-1 in League 1. And in the National League, no goals in the match between Kidderminster Harriers and Dorking Wanderers. That's how it's finished. And that, I think, is all the full times I've got for you so far. I'll bring you all the others after the news. Taking us there, here come the Beatles. She loves you, yeah.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.